Hi, welcome to Renee's Sip and Chat, where we talk about social injustice, racism, police brutality, and much more. Please share the love and continue to listen. Disclaimer: the information I am sharing is public knowledge that is gathered from numerous news outlets. The information shared in this episode was not created to cause malice or harm to the victims and their families. Black women are not protected. The Tamla Horsford story. Tamla Horsford was a 40-year-old wife and mother of six. Tamla was said to be the life of the party because she loved to dance and laugh. She was said to be a very kind person who loved her family and her friends. Tamla and her family moved to Georgia because of her husband Leander's job. They moved to a primarily white town by the name of Cumming. The town is also known for its racist history. On November 3rd, 2018, Tamla was invited to a slumber party by her friend Jean Mayers. Jean invited several other moms who she knew from a football league. It is reported that Tamla arrived to the party around 8:30 that night. The party was said to be originally for Jean and the football moms only. As the party went on, John's boyfriend, Jose Barrera, never left along with Tom Smith. Tom was the husband of another football mom. The party now included Tamla, 9 women and 3 men. The women watched football, drank, and conversed with one another, which reportedly took place upstairs while Jose and Tom watched football in the basement. During this time, it was said that Tamla, who was a smoker, regularly stepped out on the balcony to smoke cigarettes. Jean also claimed that Tamla smoked marijuana, but she asked her to stop. Jose and Tom later joined the women and played a card game as a group. According to witness accounts, Tamla did not seem to be intoxicated. The party started to end around 11:30 p.m., and the guests who did not plan to stay the night started to leave. According to John, she and her boyfriend went to bed around 1:30 a.m. while Tamla was still awake. The last person that reportedly seen Tamla was Bridget Fuller. Bridget left the party around 1:47 a.m. and was picked up by her husband, which was the third man that I mentioned previously, but it was said that he did not attend the party. He supposedly just dropped off his wife and picked her up. On November 4th, 2018, Tamla was found dead. She was 40 years old. At the time of her death, her youngest child was only 4 years old. Her death was initially ruled an accident by the Forest County Sheriff's Department. According to the report from Georgia Bureau of Investigations, Tamla had blunt trauma to her head, torso, neck, and her extremities. She also had abrasions on her face. Her right wrist was dislocated, cuts on her arms and legs, and a broken neck. It was noted by the lead investigator, Mike Christian, that Tamla was found face down. Mike stated her head had not been canted to one side or the other. Tamla's legs were extended behind her with her feet pointing to her right and her right arm being close to her body, but her left was extended and bent at the elbow. Some people question the position of Tamla's body. Most feel it is not consistent with falling from a balcony. The crime scene was never secured. No evidence was fingerprinted. Jose admitted to touching Tamla's leg, her unlit cigarette, and her lighter. Stacy Smith, who attended the party, stated 2 weeks after Tamla's death, "I don't get it at all," Stacy told police, according to transcripts released. I mean, I've been on the deck like a million times. Like, I've looked and I've tried testing a theory that a drunk Tamla had leaned over to vomit, but gone too far. And I don't understand. Stacy also stated that Tamla was not acting sick the night of the party. At the time of the party, Jose was a parole officer, but in February 2019, Jose was terminated from his position as a pre-trial officer after he illegally gained access to Tamla's incident report. He has been accused of doing this on several occasions. This furthered the suspicion surrounding Tamla's death. The case was closed in 2019 and ruled an accidental death. I decided to insert a short clip from the 911 call that was made when they supposedly discovered Tamla's body. This call is made by Jean and her boyfriend, Jose. They did mention that they had cameras at the house that could have caught the incident, but unfortunately or conveniently, the incident was not caught on camera due to camera failure.
Forsyth County 911.
Yes, I need an ambulance and a
police
to my home.
What's the address?
4450
Woodlet Court. 4450 Woodlet Lake?
Woodlet.
Woodlet, okay. All right, 4450 Woodlet Court. What is your name?
My name is John Meyer, J-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay, and your phone number is 609?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
We had people over last night. We were drinking. Most of us went to bed. One of them stayed on the balcony. She was drinking. And we just went outside, and she's been face down in the backyard. It looks like, I'm guessing, maybe she fell off the balcony, but she's stiff.
Okay, is she breathing?
I don't know if she's face down.
Okay. How old is she?
I'm 41. Here, hold on.
Hey, this is Jose Barrera.
Hey, have y'all checked to see if she's breathing?
She's not moving one bit. She's not breathing.
Okay.
I just tried to assess her Tesla. She's completely face down in the yard. She is stiff.
Okay. Do you know if she, do you see any blood or anything where she... Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I was outside.
It's okay. I'm not sure what happened to a lot there for a second. Do you see any blood or anything to where, from where she fell?
I don't know if I should move her over. I mean, she's completely face down.
Okay. I mean, can you just check and see if she's breathing? If she's not breathing and you know she's gone, then just leave her where she's at. If she, okay.
1 minute. People were over last night.
Do you know if she was suicidal at all?
I have no clue. I've met her one other time. Like my girlfriend said, people were over last night. Her birthday party, we're not the woman that we believe to be deceased, but my girlfriend's birthday party, instead of having everybody go out, she had everyone stay in. And she was the last one I saw before everybody was typically put off the bed. She was the last one in the kitchen. She was just either waiting around for a ride or waiting until the morning.
Okay. How far is the, where she would have fell from? How far is the deck from the ground?
I would probably say... maybe 20 feet.
Okay.
You know, 20 feet from where your feet would be on the railing. The railing itself is maybe 3.5-4 feet.
Okay. And what is her name?
I know her name. Call it Tam. I'm assuming that's short for Tammy or Tamra.
Was she there with anyone else?
Her name is Pam Horsford, H-O-R-S-F-O-R-D, so it's last female. I don't believe anybody was. My girlfriend has cameras here on the back deck that we can check.
Okay.
That I think would have caught the incident if she fell from here. Again, I don't know. It's hard to say if she fell from the deck or if she was already downstairs. She was the only smoker here. And, I'm sorry.
Okay. Are all the people that were there last night, are they still at your house?
Okay, there are four people that were here on the roof when I came from.
Tamla's case received little to no recognition in media coverage until 2 months after her death. The initial investigation was flawed. Her case was reopened this year due to pressure from celebrities, media outlets, and advocates. On June 5, 2020, Ralph E. Fernandez, the Horsford family attorney, wrote a letter to Tamla's husband, Leander Horsford, claiming that his team's investigation into the case suggested homicide. This is a quote from the letter. Witness statements are in conflict. A potential subject handled the body as well as the evidence prior to law enforcement arriving. Evidence was disposed of and no inquiry followed. The scene was not preserved. He also said that Tamla's injuries were consistent with those of a physical struggle, but that the absence of photos from the initial autopsy prevented a definite conclusion. He also stated the truth never had a chance here. The initial investigators claimed Tamla fell about 14 feet from the balcony and died on impact. As her family continues to seek and fight for justice, Tamla's case is ongoing. And in my opinion, her case has many moving parts because of the number of individuals involved, the lack of evidence collected at the scene, the numerous mistakes made during the initial investigation. And I do believe there is more to her story. And I also speculate that she was murdered. Tamla was not protected, and she deserves justice. Hi guys, thank you for staying to the end and listening. I always appreciate the support. Tamla's story was a very difficult one because, as I said in the podcast episode, it's a lot of individuals involved. It's a lot of evidence that was not collected at the scene, and several mistakes was made by local law enforcement. Now, they treated that very poorly, and in my opinion, they treated it poorly because they didn't care, or it could be that they didn't care, okay? Because Tamla was not from that town. The town is a very racist town. The town is known for lynching black people on anything you could accuse a black man of stealing or raping a white woman, and it could not even be true. And they would gather together in mobs and lynch the black man, and they got away with it. So that town is rooted in racism. So Tamla is an outsider, and also Tamla is a woman of color. So you put those things together, even the people that claim to be Tamla's friend, they could be in this together. But if you guys want to know more information, just visit her website, justicefortam.org. It's a lot of information on there. And as the lawyer as the attorney stated, it does look like homicide. It suggests homicide. Why was her body being touched? Why on the 911 call they were so calm? And you can listen to the 911 call on YouTube. They were so calm. It just seemed so forced and planned. And you can also hear in the background just a casual conversation going on. Me personally, if I had a party at my house and I found my friend dead outside, how would you react? Would you be so calm? Because one minute in the 911 call, they're saying they don't know if she's dead. Then the next minute, they're saying she is dead. So it's like, which one is it? You touched her leg. You touched all the stuff. What happened to Tamla that night? That's what we want to know. That's what her family wants to know. And she deserves justice. And whoever's a part of this, and if it is a cover-up, I hope you're exposed. Because no one deserves to be treated or to die like that. And I don't care. Like, every time you turn around and something happens to a black woman, she was raped or she was sexually assaulted, whatever it was, or in Tamla's case, she was killed. They want to mention she was drinking. I don't care what she was drinking. What does that have to do with it? You're trying to prove a point by saying she fell over the balcony. I'm sorry, sweetie. She was not that drunk. She did not fall over the balcony. And all those bruises and dislocated wrist and all these things that was on her body. And I wish it was a law that if a woman was found dead, that they will automatically do a rape kit. I want to get things in place where I could voice that and try to get that law passed, because I feel like that is necessary. Whether you think it's an accident or not, do a rape kit. Now, I can understand if they were in a car wreck, you know, but she was found dead at a party. And y'all don't know, y'all fools don't know what happened, but instead of taking the correct evidence, you just lollygagged. And why did Jose, her friend's boyfriend, kept pulling up the incident report? What you looking at, Jose? If you already seen it the first time, or you were there and you said it was an accident, what are you looking at? Why do you keep pulling it up? They're all suspicious. Hi guys, thank you for staying to the end and listening. What you just heard was my final thoughts about Tamla's story. As I said, you can research more on Tamla. Just go to Justice for Tam, that is TAM.org, to look into more about her story. I hope that Tamla and her family does receive justice. That's what I'm praying for, and that's what I'm hoping for. And as always, please subscribe so you can be notified for future episodes. Please share this with your family and friends. And whatever you do in life, do it with all your heart. Have a great day. Thank you. If you or anyone you know has experienced sexual assault, please contact Rape Response and Company. They offer trained advocates that are ready to listen and provide assistance. They also offer counseling and support groups. Please call their crisis line at 770-503-7273 for help and support. Or you can reach them online at raperesponse.com.